record. Interview with Mrs. Dawn Holcomb, July 20th, 1988. The first thing I'd like to do is thank you for letting us interview you for the Northville Oral History Project. And then I'd like to start with maybe hearing a little bit about where you lived as a child.
I lived on what they call Baseline Road, and that's about 7-8 miles from here on a farm. And there were 5 children, and I was the youngest.
And your father was a farmer?
A farmer.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a large farm?
Oh yes, it was a real large farm. They had on both sides of the road. I don't remember just how many acres, but it was a large farm. And there were 5 of us in the family.
What kind of memories do you have of being on the farm? What do you remember about being a little girl?
Oh, I remember that we used to have big thrashers, you know, they'd come and they'd and mother'd have all of them for dinner. They'd put all of those on for dinner. And all different, we all had our little work to do. My brother and I had to take a little tin pan and a little paddle and go out and pick the bugs off the potato, you know, potato plants. And then we'd have to bring them in, you know, and then we had apples, large apple orchard. And we'd have to pick up apples and do all little things like that. There were 5 of us in the family. There were 3 boys and 2 girls, and I was the youngest.
Did all of your brothers and sisters stay in this area after they grew up?
Yes, most of them have stayed back here. Of course, oldest brother, isn't it? He and I are the only ones. I mean, he died here just this July. He was 99 years old. And the best had passed away.
I understand that you attended school in the Washoe School.
Yes, the village. Yeah, I graduated from there. All of we children did, the 5 of us.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like to go to school?
Oh, it was really something. We had to walk that mile all the time. And used to get in this little schoolhouse, and I had one of those, and remember those, I guess they called them pot belly stoves, those big, long, round stoves, you know. And we'd go in the snow, it wouldn't matter or what, we had to walk. There was no, you know, way of fighting. But and then my eldest brother, he married one of the school teachers. Oh, I don't know, it was a wonderful school. And then Mrs. Larkins taught there. Zenith Larkins, you remember her? She lived here, or haven't you been here that long? She taught school there, too.
Was she a teacher after you were a student there?
Yeah. She had a
there. Oh, why?
So it's been a good many years.
What subjects did you
have? I remember we used to walk home in the summertime and it would be so hot, you know, we'd have to, of course, wear all these heavy underwear and stuff, take our shoes off, stockings off, just before we get home, and then we'd go back on. You remember the kids doing that.
Did you went to school year-round then?
Oh, yes.
They didn't have summer?
Oh, no, they had summer. We just spent the fall on the May or so early.
About how many students did they have?
Pardon?
About how many students did you have in
school? Well, I think they were only around 10 or 12. And we had one colored family that lived over at Avon.
This is in Salem? So you had an integrated school?
Oh yes, it was an eighth grade.
And then when did you move to Northville?
It was after Dr. Dan Henry died, and then we took his practice. I see Dr. Graduate, he had to go back to in Chicago. He graduated from college in Chicago. And at the Luminary in November. And at Christmas time, I went with him back to Chicago, me from the country. And you know, Chicago. And we had an apartment with another doctor in his body. I was just scared to death, you know, but they told me. She worked at the Marshall Fields, and she said, well, why don't you come along, I'll find you a little job to do. And so I went and I worked there for longer, just for something to do. I remember one of these roach men come to the door, and he said, roach man? Well, I said, we haven't got any roaches. Well, yes, he says, you have. He walked in and started spraying. You know how dumb you can be when you're... Oh, and I was scared to death, too.
How long were you in Chicago?
Oh, we were just there from... he and the doctor come home at Thanksgiving, and then we went right back and came back in the spring and graduated in the spring to his internship.
Should we try and see how we sound so far to see we're doing this right?
Okay.
Yep.
Then after Chicago, you came back to this area.
Yeah, we came back to Novi and stayed with his doctor's folks. And then Dr. Snow came over, and Dr. Dan Henry died. And he was practicing where Mrs. Luffel is, not Dr. Luffel. And they wanted another doctor, young doctor. So we moved over here. And at that time, Jackie was born, and I had a little one about 3 months old, and me coming over here, living in a house, you know, all new and everything, and I was here today, and the doctor had a call about the first night we moved in. And that was when they had a boarding house right next to us, not far from us, maybe one building in between. And she was the sweetest lady. They had meals, they served meals. And she'd come over and she'd say, oh, now, Mrs. Holcomb, don't be afraid, you know, I was so frightened to be alone. And she was so sweet, and that was good many years ago when that was.
When you first moved to town, did you move right to this house? Or?
Oh, no.
Where did you live when you first came to town?
Down where Dr. Lovell is now, right there on Main Street.
You lived on Main Street?
Yeah, right on Main Street. We lived right in and had the office and everything right there. And we had a dentist come in too, Dr. Burkhardt and his wife. They were there. Yes, I had 2 rooms upstairs, 3 rooms with a bath, and then there was a little kitchen off of the back and downstairs. So we got along pretty good there. And then we got to doing pretty good, and they had the hospital here, and...
Those are Sessions?
Yes, this is Sessions. And that's where Jackie was born, was there. And then this was for sale, this house here, so then we moved here. And Dr. had the office on the whole side.
Then he had his office in.
And then I had this whole side, and of course we built on 2 bedrooms. There's 5 bedrooms upstairs, and a big attic.
And we had a boxing ring up there. We had boxers, and the whole house would come down, what? Ceiling and all.
Where did the boxers come from?
Oh, from Detroit. Dr. Snow and Dr. were interested in these young boxers, and they'd have them come out here. In fact, Joe Lewis was here a couple of times, in fact, just before he got a house out here.
So they did their training session?
Yeah.
Upstairs?
Yeah.
In your house?
But he was only just for a day or so, he's here, but he was around Northfield for quite a while here. And, yes, Jackie and his friend had a, they boxed, he was boxing. And one rainy day, of course, they had a boxing match. They had people come, they charged them 2 cents. And they came from that front, you can imagine, go up those stairs and up the stairs and then up another flight of stairs up in the end.
That's on the third floor of the boxing. Was the stairway on the outside, or did they have to come in through?
No, just one of them.
Came into the house.
And then they charged them 2 cents, and they got some money, and then they went downtown, and they bought some clothes for this little boy. He didn't have any clothes. He had down the country up here. And then they spent a little from candy and stuff.
How old was he when he did that?
Well, they were only about 10 years, about 10
oh,
years
that's
old.
That's a nice thing to do.
Kids, they were. It was quite a experience, you know, that point. And, I don't know, this whole house, and we have a big full basement. And we, the doctor had big parties here, the boys all here, you know, and we've had a lot of good times down there. A big fireplace and a fish pond, they had a fish pond down there.
In the basement?
Yeah. It's beautiful. It used to be.
Do you have natural well water? I mean, it has a spring in your area?
Yeah, we have water. City water.
You have spring, city water now. But in the basement, was that a spring?
No, it was a city water.
And they made their own fish pond?
Yeah. But they get it down, and it comes over, come down. We had fish in there in the. It's made out of stone that's all kind of broken down and all, but it used to be beautiful. And this old house is. And you can see such a change here. You know, the old bakery burned while we lived down on Main Street there. And that's a good many years ago.
And where was that?
On fire right across the street from us.
From where you were?
Let's see, pretty near where the bank is as well, where the bank is. Because I know they put water over on our house over there too, where Dr. Lovell is, because
we were afraid.
Sparks kept coming over, you know. I know that was good many years ago. Jack was little, and I took him up to the doctor's sister, Mrs. Babbitt. Do you know Mrs. Babbitt?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, but she's Dr. Sister.
Yes, I do.
So, Northfield's changed, really.
What are some of the things that you notice most that have changed?
Oh, I think the whole Main Street has changed. Just. And then all of these new buildings that I just can't get over. I don't know if I like those buildings all down there on Main Street. I think it spoils the city. I wish I could say something to them. But I mean, it isn't like it. They used to have the band play here, you know, out in the center. We used to park the car. I used to take my car down from here at night, you know, and park cars in the daytime, then go down at night and sit in my cars. And, oh, no. But downtown has changed, so. And the Perkins store was where the, right next to Fidel's there. And my aunt, she worked there, Aunt Lizzie Cobb. They lived here in Lawrenceville. That was my father's sister. And, I don't know, she worked there, and we used to go and get all of our clothes, underwear, and all of there, and we traded the $100 you got, that sugar bowl and cream in there. And my folks spent that much for all of me five kids, so they got that. That was a Perkins store. She worked there.
And that was when you were a little girl.
Yes.
So even before you lived in Northville, you had some memories of
Yes, because my aunt lived here. My father's sister lived here. They came from England and Lincolnshire. And you know, some of my nephews now went over. They're over there now, I believe. And they just sent me a card from there. They went over to look up where my dad was born. I think it's not.
Did you ever get a chance to do that?
I'm anxious for them to get back to see, but they're looking up the, whatever it is, of the family
tree.
So Lawrenceville has really changed. An awful lot. You know what I can't understand about Narco is why they ever let that old opera house go.
That was a beautiful
thing. Yeah, you know, that was perfectly beautiful in there.
And it wasn't around very long.
Why, you know, I just can't understand that.
Did you attend some of the concerts and activities at the end?
No, I never did, no.
Was it already closed?
Yes, it was closed when we moved here, and then of course we lived out 6-7 miles. We never came down there. Just when we had clothes, we would buy clothes or shoes or something.
But the building was still there.
Building was still there when we moved here.
What did they use the building for then, all those years between the time you moved here and then?
There was no theater here or anything, you know, there wasn't.
It was just empty?
Okay. Yeah. You know, we used to go to Salem quite a bit. They had a town hall there and things. And we always went there to church. Of course, they had one of these surveys, they called them with the fringe around.
And you took the horse and back
down the church? The whole family, yeah. In the wintertime, we'd take the sleigh. Sometimes we'd have to go wild in the fields, you know, because the roads would be just drifted right full.
How long a ride would that be in the horse and buggy?
Well, I would say probably an hour or more, maybe.
So you probably didn't do that very often either.
But it wasn't too bad. We enjoyed it, you know. I can remember when they had this accident over here, the trains on that, you know. I can remember that. We lived on the farm. But then we saw the first airplane. We kids had a fit and we were looking up. You couldn't imagine thinking the world was coming to an end. they had big thrashers, you know, to take the food.
Was there anyone to explain to you what it was the first time you saw a plane, or did anybody know?
No, I don't think so. I've kind of forgotten. I know we kids used to, you know, we'd be so excited, you know. Airplane.
In the train accident, what do you remember?
Oh, man, I don't remember much. I don't think we went over to see it, because we were quite small then. But I'll never forget it, because, you know, they had a good write-up and the different things about it. That was a terrible, terrible thing. It's terrible. So
When you moved to Northville, were they still using the streetcars?
Yeah, they were.
Still using the streetcars, the inner urban?
No,
well,
the streetcar was... Yes, no, I don't think it was. No, it wasn't.
It had already stopped.
I remember when we on the farm, they're coming and taking a streetcar going in. But no, not them. But they did have that bandstand in the center of the street when we came here. I can remember that.
And they used that for concerts?
Yeah. But I don't think the streetcar. I'm sure it didn't.
I noticed on your biographical form that you're a member of the Methodist Church. Do you have any memories of
that? Oh, yes, I'm a member of the Methodist Church. And we used to go over there and serve the Kiwanis Club, but some club, men's club, anyway. And we had big, where they make things, you know, and sell food and different things. And, oh yes, I worked at the Methodist Church for, as a member. I joined when, long before I was married, because my aunt lived here and I used to come down here and she had a daughter and I used to go to church with her. So I joined the Methodist Church there, their congregational church. And, I just hate to see that move out of town. But I'm afraid when these people are building new, the open door is there. And I'm afraid they're building new in Lenance. I'm afraid that's going to go down. And if it does, I think Northville should be. I don't think that's right.
I'm afraid of much.
No.
It's too bad.
That would be, to me, a sad affair. Yeah. But of course, that's progress, I guess.
You call it that, I don't know. And I also see that you're a past matron with the Eastern Star.
Yes.
And that's local in Austin. What kind of things might you remember about the organization?
Oh, we use it was a wonderful. It was back when we had such a nice time. Now, of course, I haven't been to the Star in quite a while because I just don't know anybody. I went to the Fast Matrons Club by the way. And we were all such one big family, like, you know, and we just got along so good together and worked well. And that's when we lived down there, was when I first started going when we moved down here, and then, you know, and then I kept going out to Fast Matrons and did that. And then I'm a member of the
the Becker line.
Yeah. And I go once in a while to get things.
So you've been a member of the Eastern Star Center for almost 60 years?
Oh, yes.
More than years. And the Rebecca Lodge, you've been under that lodge for the same?
Well, I was a Rebecca before when I lived in Nova, because Mother Holcomb was in there. And so I joined it back then, so that's even longer than the Star. I'm still a member there.
What kind of things did you do? What kind of things did you do with the Eastern Star?
Well, the Eastern Star, of course, at that time there were a lot of things we had, and we do a lot of. We had dinners lots of times, and we'd serve dinners and different things. Anything especially that we used to do some lunch, but. It was very interesting, and I think Eastern Star is wonderful. It's nice.
now, of course, but I don't haven't been to Tasmanian for quite a while. That's I don't know, kind of get away from those things.
I noticed you've also been active in a lot of things with the community over the past
Yes, the BFW, I have always helped them because I had a very dear friend that was a member, could be a member down there. Of course, I couldn't be, but I always helped her have for years. So now they've made me an honorary member of the BFW. And I think it's real nice. They're really wonderful. They do so many wonderful things for people. It's things that people don't realize or know that they do. And they are very nice. They have a nice place down here now. And they have been serving Friday dinners, but not anymore this summer.
Are they the ones that are on Main Street?
Yes. So I've been kept busy for...
What stands out over the years as something significant in community history?
Oh, my. It's just a change of everything, I guess. It just seems like you can't keep up with it. And it's just, Garfield has changed so different, you know. And there's so many people are not, I don't know, it seems like we used to know everybody. But now there's so many new people coming in and they're not, I don't mean to say they're not friendly, dear, but it's, and maybe you know,
you can say it.
You know what I mean, they're different people.
They're different people.
Cliques, as you shouldn't say, but, and it's awfully hard, but if you have your old friends, which is marvelous, which I have had a lot of all my older friends that are still living here, and I just haven't been too much to Eastern Star or all that, you know. Because they're all a different generation and different people. You don't know them. Where with us, we were all just like one big family. And I'm lucky I have so many made new friends too. And one of them, they're all so good to me. It's marvelous. Since I haven't been driving, they pick me up and take me and we go for lunch and coffee. It's nice. It's just wonderful, you know, how good they are. And so I certainly can't complain. Everybody says, what do you live in that great big house for? Why don't you go up to seniors? I'm not a senior citizen yet. No, but home is home. And I know every inch of it. And I know my taxes are terrible and all that, but it's, so I'm gonna live here as long as I can. And I have to leave it. Maybe I'll have to, of course, go on a home someday. You never know. But me at 90, I'll soon be 95. I don't think it will be too long. But they do have a nice swift home up here.
Are they Malaparis or
the
Wishing Well?
Up here.
The Wishing Well?
Yeah, the Wishing Well. Yeah. I was there for a week. And they certainly are wonderful. Their food is good. It's clean. It's cleaned every day. It's mopped and clean. And there's the sun-colored girls there, but they're just marvelous. They're so good to those people in there that don't know what they're doing. Some of them yell. But I will give them a lot of credit. They're doing this marvelous. Those girls are just wonderful. They have the best of care and their food is good and clean.
Most of the people who where they're the patients, most of them from North Dallas?
No, there's
people from all over.
There's a lot of commercial there. Down off for Dale's up there, you know, all the boys. Of course, she said, this is cousin of mine, she's a banana.
Yeah, I noticed that you had worked at Dale's at one time.
Yes.
Did you have any?
During the war, I worked there because, you know, you couldn't get anybody to help. And we had a lot of fun. It was nice, and I was glad to do it. And it was just fun. We just enjoyed it.
Did you find it different working in a store?
I don't know. I guess it was because I knew the girls, I knew Velma, and I didn't feel that was, as I say, after Jackie was taken now, you know, I just had to do something. You couldn't just sit here and not do anything. So, and it was during the war, which she felt she was doing something anyway for our country. So, and it was fun. We had a lot of good times as well as a lot of bad times. I remember one night all we had was one tie left in the men's bar. You know, you couldn't get material, you couldn't get things. And it was really kind of funny how things would go well. But, anybody says anything about Northville, they're wrong, because Northville's a wonderful, wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place.
And they have some nice people in Northville. And we have a lot of new people and new things, but I think it's, I don't know if they're going to build condominiums down here. I don't know. I hate to see it go up. You know, it was such a nice little... How long have you lived here?
5 years. Just 5 years.
Oh, well, you don't know all about our old good times, Andrew.
I love it, though. That's why I'm trying to learn now.
You're learning something. Well, I'm going to tell you, you miss the mom, because it's beautiful. It's kind of wonderful. I think Northville is absolutely, and I'm nobody, too. I don't care. We did to nobody right on Grand River there. Doctors, folks, did they get a big house there? Do you know Mrs. Bannon?
Yeah,
she's
and Grand River and what?
Yeah, right on Grand River and Nova.
Grand River and Nova Road.
Yeah, right. That's that main road to Nova. Yeah. A doctor and his father was a doctor. They lived right there, so we stayed there for about I don't know. 8-9 months after Dr. graduated, and I say Dr. Dan Henry died, so that's when we came all in.
So you got married while he was still in medical school?
We got married before I went to Chicago, yeah.
No, I mean while he was still in medical
school. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's quite an experience with all of us.
A lot of experience with it.
That going to Chicago was the one that got me, right? Me from the country. Can you imagine?
Cockroaches.
Can you imagine me from the country?
And you, as a child, did you ever, probably Northville was the biggest, Northville and Salem were the biggest cities you visited, probably. Or had you visited Detroit before?
Huh?
When you were a child, did you visit Detroit at all?
Yes, we used to go to Detroit. Never thought of going in there. I wouldn't know when went there long now. I never thought anything about going to Detroit, go shopping.
So you had seen
all
big cities?
All by myself.
Before you went to Chicago, you had been to
the... No, not before that. In fact, I was married.
So Chicago was the first time you'd ever seen a big city?
Oh, that was a large city that I didn't know. I never went to Detroit. When we lived on the farm there, we didn't say what
was our... Was your big city?
Yeah.
Was Salem bigger than Northville? Salem's bigger than Northville now, isn't it?
Oh, Salem's is a little teeny thing.
It's smaller than... So it was smaller than Northville?
Oh, I guess it's only one store there or two. You wouldn't know it, but you could go through there and wouldn't know it. There's two churches there, and they've got a big city hall. They built for New City Hall.
And we used to go to a Congregational church over there. Then they have a Baptist church. And then they had just one store. And I don't think it's any more than one. There may be two stores there.
But
haven't you been to see
it? I must be thinking of the wrong city.
I don't think you know when you when you.
No, I thought I knew where it was.
Oh, no, there isn't anything.
Oh, all right, I know where Salem is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was thinking
of
a different
place. Yeah. South Mile, that's growing that space. But no, Salem isn't growing.
So Northfield was your big city?
Oh, yeah, Northfield was a large, funny, large, you know, things to get, because we couldn't get anything. Of course, we went to the town hall over there. My brothers used to go over to dances over there.
And when you were a child coming to Northfield, Northfield was, to some extent, bigger than it is now, wasn't it? In that it had more factories.
Yeah, well,
do you remember
them
at all?
Oh, yes. Northfield wasn't hardly anything. Natives, you could see such an improvement. I can't since now, because Northfield wasn't. The old Bay Tree burned. We lived across the street then, because I know they put water over the house because the sparks had come over in there. And an old hotel or something across the street. Oh, now Northfield's really come.
There was a hotel across the street from where you lived in the
garden? Yeah, an old hotel. And there's another hotel. It used to be up here, but that was torn down, I guess, before we get down here.
Oh, that's the one on Main and Center.
Northfield's really improved a lot since we came here.
Do you have any things that you might like to have future generations know about Northfield the way it used to be?
Oh, not especially. I will say it's been wonderful and it's been awfully good to us. Doctor did well in his business and, you know, and it's... I love Northfield. I think it's real pretty and nice. And everybody is really, I think, quite nice in Northfield, too. I mean, you know, because I see, joining the Eastern Star and being in with the VFW, you meet so many people going to church that they used to serve dinners there, you know. And I don't know, it just seems like you kind of come up with the people. You know, being in the Eastern Star, it helped a lot because you meet a lot of people if you're a member of some kind of an organization. I think you have to really meet people, because today people are not friendly. Not like we used to. Well, you don't dare. You don't dare speak to people out on the road or out on the street or anything if you don't know them. You know, we used to, I don't know, seem like we used to know everybody or try to be nice to everybody. But now you can't do that. Got to be very careful.
They do more of it here than they do in other cities. People are friendlier.
Yeah,
people are friendlier. People are friendlier here than they are in other places.
I do think Narcan is a nice, wonderful. It's been awful good to us. And I love it. I just love every bit of it. I think they fixed it up so pretty. I'm enjoying the flowers. I can look out and enjoy all this. I'm right here where I can see things. It's really nice.
How did you feel when there used to be houses across the street from me?
Oh, you know, I felt so bad when they tore those gorgeous great big ones down. Oh, they were so nice. The lady across the street, they were just marvelous. All of them were. It was just, It just broke my heart.
And they tore most of them down, too, right?
They just tore them all right down. It just made me sick and put up that damn carpet. Nothing to see. Oh, they all were so good. It was really...
Did most of the people that
owned... And then this... I can't see how this gas station... I think that's terrible. Now, Cato keeps his up pretty nice. He doesn't leave too many... But just see, they got 8 trucks over there. Those trucks. Now, what do they have to have that? Of course, I know they have quite a bit of business. But I think that's a disgrace to Marco. They should be out in the country. Right here on the corner, maybe. I guess there's something that could be a big problem. But really, it is a disgrace.
Did some of the people...
And then this pump thing over here makes the office rack right across from the city hall. Oh, I don't know what it is. Bump shop is...
Oh, bump shop. Next to Cal's.
Yeah, now that's another thing that shouldn't be here. That should be out in the country. It don't bother me any.
If they could find country...
I don't hear too well anyway. I have to...
If they could find country to put it, but there's not very
much. Well, that too, when they've been here for quite a few years, there was place for them out in the country. Yes, there isn't country anymore.
Although where your father's farm was, is that still country?
Yes, it was out on 8 Mile Road there.
And that's baseline. Still country out there.
We used to call it baseline. And now it isn't filled up right around. The old farmhouse is still there. And my nephew lives right across the street from where we used to live. And they built a house, so built a new house there. And our old house is still there.
Did your father build that house?
No, it was built. So it was, I remember, of course, I don't think so. I think it was. I mean, it was the big of the. They had 3 bedrooms upstairs, and what we used to call a parlor, you know, on the farm. And then there was a big living room and a bedroom off of that, a big kitchen and a bedroom off of that. Mother and Dad had the wild family. I had a sister, she and I used to. And the one down the boys had to go upstairs in the snow heat. They didn't dress back of the coal stove. We had one of those coal stoves with the little shelter crack through. And they done dress down there and run upstairs. But then, you know, you wonder about the food. We used to have killed pigs, you know, they used to butcher the pigs. And the meat used to keep, and it was so good. And they had this smoke house and smoked their own bacon and their own hams, and were they ever good? And then when they wanted chicken, of course, all they had to go out and tie them up and cut the head off and have them out. But yeah, you just wonder about the meat today. It doesn't taste any more like meat than. That good old that we used to smoke and have was just so good. Oh, and then we had all of our vegetables, you see, and the sausage and milk and our eggs and everything, chickens, you know.
Did your father go someplace to sell his farm products, or did someone come to him and get the
products? No, I can't remember. Well, I don't think we ever had it. Not a garden stuff we never only had just enough for ourselves.
You just grew it for yourself.
Yes. But you see, he had threshers. I remember for the wheat and stuff like that, you know.
So he must have been selling
but
wheat.
But I guess it must be they sold them. I've kind of forgotten about that.
Did they bring it into town to get it milled then?
I didn't do much for it. I know when I used to go out with my brother and I'd take these tin pans and a little paddle and knock the potato bugs off of the potato, knock them off. then come in and pour some kerosene over them and set them on fire the bugs.
So that's the only way you can kill them?
Well, yes, so.
That's
what we used to do. That's the worst was getting up, going out to the toilet, going out there. And always had to go way out there up to the section of the toilet. And then we always had little potties, they called them.
Oh, she didn't have to go out at night. No.
But then to think what we have today, you know, even out in the country, I think we have, maybe in St. John's, I don't know. I don't think you don't see any out anymore.
Yeah,
they have them even here in town, I remember, because my aunt had some in town.
Well, they must have, yes, at one time, because they wouldn't have had Central Park.
No,
probably.
You know, you just see this change and everything, you just can't, you can't imagine what we have today. But you know, I think we were happier, to be honest with you, not having so much. The children today have too much. You know, they just buy them everything. We didn't have it. We had an orange at Christmas time. We thought that was something. And one gift, we used to have one gift. Then they'd go over to the church and they'd have one gift over there. And now look what they did. You know, it just makes you think. But as I say, I think we were happier. Maybe my father could put a dime or something in our stocking. Well, we felt that was good then. We had a grocery man used to come around and with some groceries and candy and stuff, you know, peddle it around with himself by him. With horse, you know, or around kind of a wagon thing like that, you know, covered. And I can remember when that grocery man used to come, we were so happy. We'd go get a penny or something, you know. We thought we had something. But then now a penny is like a $10 bill.
Yes, that's probably
true. It is. I think we thought more of, you know, things at that time. I don't know.
Oh, you couldn't impress them with a penny.
That's all. Oh, I don't know.
Check this is happening. Well, it's still going.
It's only supposed to run for 45 minutes on each side, and we talked for over 5 minutes.
Well,
maybe the time I spent.
Yes. Well, it's been nice talking to you.
Well, I've enjoyed it very much. Can you think of anything else you might like?
Well, I can't think of anything. You know, I think I've set it up.
Well, I think it'll make a wonderful addition, and I might
just pick some things out.
Thank you very much for your interview.
You're welcome, my dear.